is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. Why you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians? I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first quantum-powered podcast live from the thick of Farms compound of the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude. Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, Summer of the Quantum, with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hi.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hola, vatos.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Quantimino.
McFly.
Story time with McFly.
Let's get on the couch. McFly's couch.
Get on the couch.
I don't know why they thought of this, but I was thinking about a Tinder hookup from years past.
And reminiscing.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought. I think about it every now and then because it was like I went over
get
to her house.
Fingers swiping left.
That's right. I was using the fingers to swipe left and right, and then I went over to this girl's house and we hooked up, and then she never
used your fingers again.
I never used my fingers again. And the thing is, Burrito, is I didn't use my fingers that night.
Wow.
And I was thinking, the reason I thought about this girl is because I went down to go touch her vagina.
Sure.
And she stopped me. She goes, I don't do that. She wanted me to just fuck her, and she said, no. She had
not
something.
Even lingus.
Bullshit.
I don't remember about the lingus, but she had some weird thing about fingers.
Maybe it's dirty hands.
Yeah, but she could have said, go wash your hands, and I would have. She could have had a bowl by the bed.
A nice little
A warm towel.
Some fucking Clorox wipes.
But here's the thing, dude.
Some Germix.
I don't know if this is. I kept kind of forgetting.
Yeah.
So
you go back to see her
kind of go over. You kind of go down, and she would stop and be like, "Oh, sorry." But I was just thinking, like, why are you trying to like
preserve
me?
Digit.
No, she's trying to handicap me. This is my thing,
girl. This is my move. Do you want the? Did you want the McFly experience or not?
Yeah, because there's not. Guess what? She never called me again because I have this shitty dick. So if she would have just let me put my dirty, grubby fingers at her pussy. Dude, she would have come.
This is 100% her fault.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I think maybe she saw your fingers. Like, he has, like, thick fingers.
And hairy knuckles.
Why are his fingers so flat?
They are kind of. You say fat?
Flat.
Flat.
Rectangular fingernails.
Why do you have rectangular fingernails? Like, I mean, a caveman.
I do have chubby fingers.
Ladies.
Oh, chicken fries.
I don't know, man. It was weird, but I think about it a lot.
I think you think that you were graded poorly. I mean, you were saying it as a handicap, but like you weren't given the opportunity to give your best effort. And maybe that would have warranted a callback.
That's what I'm saying. And I forget what I was going
to say. I feel like, though, you're in a better position.
What do you mean? It's because that's weird? She's weird?
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
There was something happened.
That's what I was thinking from like a...
With a finger.
A legit point. Is there's
no,
probably
I know.
A trauma
for
there.
Sure. Yeah. For sure, there's something
and, you know, that's
there.
Not really, you know...
Well,
I don't
that's
know
not
there's
ours
much,
to talk about.
You know, that's... Yeah. It's not our story to
but
tell.
That's why, it's not your story
that's
to
why
tell.
Ryan was denied.
Tell.
What's that?
That's why you were denied.
You got fingy blocked.
Yeah, so anyways, that's it.
That's the couch.
Blue knuckles.
I mean, should we start the show with that?
Knuckles.
I don't know, but we did.
Brian's blue knuckles. That's the segment.
Oh, and Knuckles is blue, right?
From Knuckles
Sonic?
Is
no, Sonic
red.
Is blue.
Sonic's blue. Knuckles has four dicks.
Oh, so red knuckles would be if I do it on the period fingering.
Could be, but that's his usual color.
Penny fingering.
Yeah, anyways.
So here's my tentative title for this segment. B-minus at missionary.
B-minus at missionary. It's pretty good.
It's like
I think you're over. I think you're giving me too much credit with that.
Well, what?
Oh, I thought really you were talking about worse. For the next thing. Yeah, B-minus at
missionary.
At missionary.
I mean, if she was a dead fish, right?
I think if it was a B-minus, he probably would have gotten a callback.
By the way, no, but she was a dead fish. She got a fucking. She was an F.
I feel like maybe there's some trauma here.
F for dead
me,
fish.
From yeah, she was traumatized, and now I'm traumatized from her.
That's
yeah.
all right, Brian. This
that's
is
the cycle
couch.
Of trauma.
Yeah,
I don't think that's what the cycle of trauma
one
is.
One to know one.
Did you try to like prop up your dick with your thumb and see if she noticed?
Oh, to like get like a splint? Or is
yeah,
that what
like give it a little girth? Yeah, like a splint.
No, he has one of those things from a Dalí painting that holds limp things up.
Oh, like yeah, like the big ass yeah. stick oh, with the, it's like a, the U shape at the top.
Yeah.
It's like a crutch.
It's a yeah, crutch.
It's like it's yeah. an old school crutch.
There you go.
I mean, if we really want to get into it, me fingering all these women, that's kind of a crutch. My fingers yeah. are, I'm using my fingers, it's a crutch.
Yeah. They're penis prophylactics. Not prophylactics. Prosthetics.
I mean, could you call it prophylactic?
That's no. to prevent something, right?
Yeah.
Prevent. I am preventing
there's a word. There's a word like that. That
what
I'm
was the other
for.
One?
I don't know anymore.
Okay.
I just don't.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
That was the news.
What's the what's my fingering segment called?
Brian's Blue Knuckles.
Yeah, Brian's Blue Knuckles. Well, but it's not always Blue Knuckles.
That's BBN.
It's not always. It's Brian's Deep Blue Ocean. Because sometimes they're Blue Knuckles and sometimes they're just wet. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes he has to wring out his fucking finger hair.
Because there's so much fucking pee in it.
Yeah, piss and mucosa.
That'll be like Brian's individual podcast called Deep Blue Ocean.
Oh my it's God. A pretty good
it's
title.
Just a finger-based.
Finger-based yeah. podcast. It's just that, I don't know how much. I don't know how much
fingering
commercial viability.
This is total niche. This is just
where you start the show and you crack your fingers. Ladies, let me get them warmed up for you.
Hey, Brian, zero listens this week. Great job, guys.
Brian's finger exercises. You know,
there's like a lot of finger Foley.
Finger care.
Oh yeah.
Finger yeah. Foley. Yeah. You know, you do a full on like a you exfoliate your fingers.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
you scrub under the nails. Like, you
back out
your cuticles.
I do keep my fingers, my fingernails trimmed because of my life
of proclivities.
My proclivities. So I mean, it does.
It helps with your ventures.
Can you tell us about your manicure kit?
I don't. You know, I don't have. I mean, I'm just saying I keep
how
it trimmed.
How are the feet?
The feet aren't great. Like as I like to mention, I have fungus, and it's spread to from the
it
right foot to the left foot. Yeah,
it jumped foot. So, ladies, if you're looking for foot action, maybe look elsewhere.
I did get a manicure a couple months ago because I was hooking up with this girl who kept talking about my feet.
And pedicure.
I was like, pedicure. Yes, I got a pedicure because I was worried about it. I was like, look, I have a fungus, so. I at least I'm going to get a pedicure so that, you know.
I feel like you go to a dermatologist for that.
Yeah. For the fungus thing?
Yeah.
You usually get it treated.
I mean, I feel like, the people at the spas aren't necessarily qualified.
No, but
that.
I just wanted to polish it.
There it is. We got some tough acting, tenactin. Who is that? Was that
John Madden?
Coach Madden, yeah.
Madden? Yeah. Is that guy still alive?
No, he's dead as hell.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah, I think he's dead, dude.
RIP.
I'm
going
to debate check
that.
On that.
All right.
Isn't he still making those football games?
Yeah, he makes it, dude. Isn't he?
Yeah, he's a programmer. He's just dead from TV personality lifestyle.
He's on television.
He's over here. He learned the code. He went to a boot camp.
Hey, Arthur.
Yo.
You got anything to arbit?
Yes, I do. I just want to admit that I'm a custom cheapskate.
A custom cheapskate.
Ooh,
yeah.
Custom
cheapskate.
That's expensive.
Yeah, custom's expensive.
Yeah.
Bespoke.
Custom means wine.
Bespoke cheapskate. A broke ass bespoke. A bespoke broke ass.
Does that fit the bill here?
You tell me.
Sounds like it. So this is, I'm almost near perfection on the Arthur Dude meal. So,
at McDonald's?
Yeah.
He's been going back and forth with McDonald's.
Been working that menu, favoriting things, coming up with the solutions.
The ideal art meal.
Yeah. So this is what's in it right now. We have the McDouble.
Sure.
I customized my McDouble. Should I go into it or we'll just say what's in it?
I feel like we can't stop you.
Yeah, I feel like you were just asking that as
courtesy.
It was a loaded question.
A weird courtesy.
It was rhetorical.
You're an asshole. Punk, bitch!
I'm on this no salt wagon.
Yeah,
why?
Sure. Blood pressure, man.
There's that. I'm starting to feel like shit after having too much salt.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Really?
For sure.
So
man.
Yeah, like I don't feel as bad like if I leave the salt on or if I get the salt off, it's like
you feel better.
I don't feel like shit after I
because
eat it.
Because all your electrolytes are fine.
Leave the salt on.
Jesus.
This is my friend Fideo.
Yeah.
He likes salt.
He loves to lick the salt off. He's a deer.
Customizing the custom.
Sure.
How?
Okay, so it's no salt, extra pickles.
Okay.
What the fuck?
No ketchup.
What the fuck's wrong with you? This is the art meal, like so it. it's a McDouble.
That's a custom.
No salt.
I'm just saying I can name all the items real quick. That's do what it. I offered earlier.
Yeah.
It's yeah, McDouble, we said do it.
A McChicken and a large fry.
And a water.
Yeah, it would be a water cup technically, but yeah,
oh wait, you're getting are you doing Coke in a water cup, dude?
It should be Coke in a water cup.
They don't even hand out water cups anymore.
No, but that would be the
capital G right there.
It's fucking Coke in a water cup.
That'd be like lemonade in the water cup at In-N-Out.
Can I just give you a tip too? Like if you're at Chipotle, their water cup is not see through. So it's, you know, game on.
Yeah, it's called honor system.
It's like the Wild West out there.
Like they don't even give a shit.
Yeah, and maybe they don't.
Yeah, it's a
marketing ploy.
What?
Yeah.
They're not losing
anything.
They're
bringing in cheapskates who think they can game the system, but then charging them $9 for a burrito.
You're actually spending close to $10 there versus running the
McDee's game. I'm worth more than
$9. You're worth more than $9. Tell them.
Tell them about that McChicken. I get that. Add 3 pickles.
Are you talking about the new chicken sandwich? Is it called McChicken?
We're talking about the value menu McChicken.
Of course we are.
The standard.
Yeah.
Not the spicy one, though.
Oh.
Do you think you're getting more pickles because that's actually salt?
There's 0 pickles. There's sodium
what
to it.
You said you get extra pickles. 3.
No, by standard on the McChicken, there's no pickles.
I know,
pickles.
But are you adding the pickles because you're not getting the salt from the
there's that the involved, salt. But I'm not trying to regain the salt. I'm trying to gain some pickle here.
You know, pickle costs money.
No, pickle's also flavor, and it usually accompanies a chicken sandwich, right?
Guess what? Ketchup is also flavor. Why are you getting rid of it?
Because I have the mustard. Mustard plays enough of a game on my burger. Right. I like to taste the beef. Ketchup really drowns out the taste of beef to me.
It does taste good because it's fresh. The beef is still good and fresh because you're doing the no salt, right?
Yep. And there's that other angle to it, is you're getting the freshest meal. Did I tell you about the fries?
And you're pissing them off,
there's
too, when you're saying that. Everyone gets pissed. They hear you ordering it, and when you say fresh, they all get pissed.
Yeah. When they see the ticket, they get pissed. Do I give a shit? No.
No,
of
you shouldn't.
Not.
I'm the customer.
Yeah. You're the customer.
You're always right.
So let's talk about these fries.
Yeah, there's tell me about
the
these
two
fries.
The two factors that make these fries
two-factor
like, oh,
fry
shit.
Authentication.
For real. First off, no salt, obviously. Like, we were just
insane.
Talking about that.
We were just saying that.
That's insane.
So why would you even ask about that?
That is insane, though. Can I just say that? It's insane.
Thanks,
it's insane.
So we're going to say that's a custom part, right?
He's right. He's absolutely right.
I think Gemini Jax can guess the cheapskate part of it.
Of the
Arthur did meal with the large fries. It already has no salt in there. And there's one more thing about you're on the right track.
Yeah, it's free. Fries?
There you go. It's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Free large fries.
Okay.
Because wait, he bought the
with no salt. They're customized.
Wait, do you get free fries every time?
Not every time, but most of the time.
Most of the time, they're available.
Sometimes they're just there for a dollar, but I rarely ever pay full price for large fries unless...
Dude, because that's $3.50.
It's like $2.50.
So the thing about the Arthur meal is that you can't get it whenever you want. You have to get it when the stars fucking align on your damn app.
McDonald's could just offer it up like that.
Yeah Coke and a water cup.
Oh, you're pitching this to McDonald's to offer this.
Who says I needed to pitch it?
They already in negotiations, fool. He's been demoing it.
I'm trying to perfect it. Why would I be working on this if it wasn't going to be a thing?
Why would he be even working on this?
Why would you put in the time? That's a good question.
Why would he even be working on this if it wasn't?
I wouldn't be eating McDonald's as often if I didn't have to perfect the Arthur meal.
Is it 2 pickles? I feel pretty good about 2. And then he goes next week, man, 3 though.
Yeah.
3 really balances it out. You know, putting 3 circles on a circle.
3s.
2 circles on a circle?
2 circle on a circle of a circle that you're eating just doesn't balance to me.
You're right.
No,
you're
3,
right.
Even 4,
well,
anything
see,
above
2. 2 isn't radially symmetric.
That's
why.
That's true.
It's linear.
3 is.
It's very 2D. Yeah, I'm feeling it. So what do you guys think of the Arthur Dude meal?
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Thanks,
I would eat it.
I'd eat it too.
But I would put more. I would add salt on my fries.
Salt on my fries. You
leave
fucking
the,
and then
the
I'd,
salt.
And then I'd be like,
understood.
And then somebody would say like, that's not the Arthur Dude meal.
I've crossed that line.
I would
though.
Say that.
Yeah,
no, you'd
I
say,
would say
the Arthur Dude meal. Add the salt.
Burrito? Did you? What'd you say? Would you eat this? You don't eat at McDonald's.
I don't like pickles.
Here we go.
This motherfucker, dude. I think you just got fired.
That's integral to the fucking Arthur meal.
We were just talking about the fucking pickles and how important they were, how he admired himself in pickles.
McDouble.
Do y'all say
extra pickles?
You say integral, don't you?
I do say integral.
Crazy. I say integral.
I think that's up to you.
Do you say...
I think it's an integral.
God,
damn,
do you
the
say,
science people
said... Do you say...
It's like
integrity?
God's vagina.
Yeah, but you don't...
Integrity, yes.
There's other ones like that.
That's why I say integral. Or did I just change it?
You just changed it. You just flip-flopped, man. This guy.
That's a flip-floppy word.
He's called... This is diplomatic. This is arts. Diplomatic immunity meal.
I hate that.
Okay.
It doesn't work.
Is an arbiter a diplomat?
It's like a judge.
Yeah, he could be a diplomat.
Like arbitration? Yeah. No, I'm thinking of a different word.
No, that's the same kind of root.
Arbiter with judging, judgment.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Not that
he needs the BTS meal when you got the ATA meal.
Oh.
I like the way that sounds.
Ass to ass.
My favorite position.
We're just bumping butts.
Just me and Bae farting in each other's assholes.
You come yet, Bae? Yeah, me too.
You're an ass.
Speaking of Bae.
Yeah.
We're going to throw this on you, burrito. So we did not prep the burrito on the sitch.
We didn't preface.
Salt on me?
I don't even know what the question is.
We didn't preface burrito at all.
I really want you to take your time. Like, don't worry about being too long of a pause. Just think about it when this gets sprung up on you.
Okay. Spring it.
Do you know Tegan and Sarah?
No.
Oh, okay.
Also, you
kind of
look like Tegan and Sarah. Have you shaved your beard?
Same time?
You have the same haircut as them.
I'm assuming they're singers?
Yeah,
yes. And they're singer-songwriters, okay. And they're twins.
And they're twins, okay.
Yeah, and they're also both lesbians.
Okay.
Which kind of gives...
You said they're sisters, right?
They're sisters, they're twin sisters.
I mean, we said they're twins, we didn't say they were sisters, though.
We didn't say that.
True. You didn't.
How can that
they
be?
They could be twins with other twins.
But...
There you go.
They're both lesbians, so that kind of gives credence to the whole, like, you know, it's like the genetic markers for being a homosexual person.
Right, nature versus nurture.
Yeah, so, you know, twin studies and whatnot.
But
you're
also,
familiar.
They were brought up in the same environment, so not really.
And they're also siblings.
What do you mean? You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Unless we extracted them and raised them in two separate.
You're saying it could have been a gay nurture.
Like Lindsay Lohan.
Like Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan.
True or false, Brian?
What? Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
Which I've never said Lohan before in my life. But everyone does. Anyways, yes,
bullshit.
True. What are you kidding me? Those freckly tits? Get out of here.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so back to Tegan and Sarah, burrito.
Tegan and Sarah. Do I need to
singers,
look up
lesbians.
Yeah, go
you
ahead
can
look them up.
Look up, just, you know, get a visual. Maybe their wiki, bring up some facts.
This is kind of a true or false, but it's also not a true or false. That has to do
it
with
is
you.
It is definitely a true or false.
But it, does,
true
it doesn't
or false
concern
is
you.
Involved.
Is it a Sarah with an H or just...
I mean, if you
no
put
H.
Tegan, that's probably the keyword.
T-E-G-A-N.
Why are you looking up Sarah
why
first?
Are you putting the full name there?
It didn't come.
You're telling
up.
Me this
okay,
isn't
okay,
supposed to be
him.
Hot?
I got him.
We're on the same page.
They look
man.
Exactly the fucking same. Oh, they're twins.
Yeah.
Didn't we just say that?
I feel like we've been saying this.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a few minutes ago, but you know.
I got it.
It's part
okay,
of it.
So previously we told you they're twins.
Okay, now I got a visual.
Okay.
Previously on Slam City.
Yeah. They're twins.
Talk to the twins.
That's one of my favorites. Talk to the twins.
They're cute, right?
What about them?
Are they cute? Do you think they're cute?
Yeah.
Okay. Arthur?
Yeah, sure.
No, I mean, yeah, but I mean, you want to
tell him?
Oh, this is my question? I thought Gemini was springing it up on
I was
him.
Setting it up.
I don't remember the exact question.
Well, I guess the question is that I was posing to the team here. Let's say there's a video that leaks, you know? Are you watching it?
Exactly of what, Brian?
I'm saying a video of Tegan and Sarah kissing each other and maybe being naked and doing other bad things.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Burrito.
What?
Hell yes, dude. 50-50 room split.
No, this is a 75-25.
Oh. I got singled out, man.
This is 75-25. So Art was concerned about the incest aspect.
Yeah. Barry,
and I was like,
I'm like that's
I was
the
like
appeal.
That's the third pickle.
Still bothers me.
No, see. Arthur,
hey, look. Burrito doesn't like pickles at all.
Yeah.
Some people like three.
Guess what? I agree with you. It's you have the correct reaction to this.
Yeah.
You are correct.
So they're twins, right?
Yeah, they're related and it's
and
wrong.
Siblings.
Previously on Slam City.
Yeah. Let's do an after Third school pickle. Special. Let's do an after school special saying the wrongness of incest.
I think that's a message the Ute needs to. They probably need that now more than ever.
Now more
if
than
I'm
ever.
Being very, very fucking honest.
Guess what? They're confused. I'm also confused as to
who's
whether it's
not
wrong or
confused.
Not.
There's a lot of keywords flying around, you know? Stepsisters.
Dryers,
obviously.
Brother. Cat swings.
I mean, but if Tegan's saying.
So sister?
I mean, come on, dude.
No hesitation, burrito.
No hesitation.
No, he didn't have any. The listeners heard it.
I guess, you know, honestly, when you asked the question that there was a video, I like immediately forgot that they were twins.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Yeah.
You say there's two hot people who look alike. I like lesbians.
I feel like I would be in the minority of the 75-25.
Like, if there's like, if somebody handed you an iPad and there's the big ass play button in the middle.
You know, earlier I did say I'd push play.
Yeah, you would push
play. Yeah.
If there was no, if it was effortless.
If there was no friction.
But you would be disturbed.
Like, he wouldn't Google it though, but he would press play.
You would think too much about it and you'd get disturbed.
I think it'd be better if I didn't know who Tegan and Sarah were.
So you have kind of an affinity for them.
No.
He doesn't like them, so he's turned off by them.
Oh, that's why.
I like them.
What are they?
Sisters?
Scissoring sisters?
No, you
don't.
No, never mind.
Musicians?
Crossing the McFlyne line.
The McFlyne line, dude. I was just like,
the McFlyne line.
The McFlyne line. They could just
Irish?
Be... Oh, are they like Black Irish?
What?
You know what the... You never heard that term?
I've never heard that term.
Black Irish is just like a... Like, instead of having like red hair, they just have black hair and dark eyes.
Dark hair.
Oh, okay.
No, that doesn't say. It doesn't say. They don't have a
etymology
ethnicity.
Of Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah, their last name is Quinn, but I think there's something else going on there. I don't think it's just a simple mix situation.
Or a Quinn.
The mighty Quinn.
All right.
Anyways.
A Dr. Quinn?
Medicine woman.
Dude.
Yes.
Mommy energy.
Big time mommy energy.
She's a healer.
Especially if she's like on a time traveling train.
Is that what that show is about?
What? No, that was Back to the Future.
Oh.
No, she's actually in a phone booth that can travel time.
No.
Oh, that's the other lady who's like
Mary Steenburgen.
She's got mommy energy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, wait. Who first? Dr. Quinn or Mary?
Though, would you watch a video, right?
Yeah.
I'll pose another question to that question.
Okay.
Is this the same type of question as if I had said, would you watch a video of yourself going back in time and sucking your own dick?
Wait. Why don't we have to go back in time?
It's a time travel situation.
You're going to go forward in time and suck an old dick?
Do you have a twin?
Yeah, but if you're like posing a hypothetical situation. You could pose in, you could just say, I guess that's not the, okay, never mind. Okay, I get it.
But that's also the trope.
He's asking you.
Yeah, because we've.
How far back,
we've talked about that before.
We're talking about your, like 10
young
years
adult.
In the past.
10 years, okay.
You're prime.
Young adult. So I looked pretty good back then.
There you go.
My dick was a lot smoother.
Less wrinkles.
Yeah. The balls didn't sag as low.
Yeah, the balls were higher and tighter, for sure.
But I didn't have as good of a
stroke.
Or
hygiene. Yeah, I was gonna say
so
hygiene.
So it'd be a salty situation. I would, you know what? I would make my 23-year-old
wash his hands.
No, I would make him suck my dick.
Well, that's exactly what we've all been saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, obviously, that's the conclusion.
Why would you
go back in time to suck a dick?
Yeah.
If you wanted to suck a dick, you could suck a dick
right now. That's true. Damn. Good point. I mean, if I were to do that with a man, I think it would be like we would keep it a secret with each other, and that would be good.
Why do you have to keep secrets?
I mean,
secret from yourself.
I got a secret. Yeah, from yourself.
Oh, I see what's going on. I thought he was just watching.
What?
Yeah, would you watch that video?
Oh, I'm watching a video. Wait, okay.
Because you went back in time to suck your own dick.
And then I watch a video of it?
Yeah, and you made a video of it, and you're watching
there,
it again.
So, yeah, there was a video of you.
If I already did the thing, yeah, I guess I would rewatch it. And if it was hot, if it ended up being hot, then yeah.
Like you took it in the face?
How would it not be hot, though, unless you really hated yourself?
Because I'm a guy.
Yeah, also, yeah. Like, I mean.
It wouldn't be as.
Imagine you sucking your own dick, right?
It's not bad.
You can imagine it. You can visualize it.
I think
but
Burrito's
it's also
already
like,
been through this.
I would rather watch Tegan and Sarah go at it.
Yeah.
That's not part of the equation that Burrito's bringing up.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, back to Tegan and Sarah. If you were having sex with both of them.
Would that be good?
Like, is that any different than watching them?
Oh. I would totally do that. But
if they don't
touch each other.
But they do.
They do. I hope they do. But I'm just saying, Arthur does. He hopes they don't.
Yeah. He's like immediately, ew.
Well, let's say at the end there was like a cream pie, and then she ended up
snowballing her.
Oh, we're swapping, dude?
Yeah. I feel like I need to watch the fuck out of that. Like with a goddamn microscope. Jesus Christ.
On repeat.
On re-fucking repeat. Jesus.
You say snow? Wait.
And slow-mo.
Yeah, I'm trying to get all the juice on that.
What is snowball?
Yeah, Burrito, what is snowballing?
All right, hold on, guys. So you meet this person that's never heard of snowballing.
Yeah.
And it's me. No, I've heard of it. I just don't know exactly. It has something to do with cum going in or coming out of something.
It's pretty much like a glorified cum swap.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just cum swap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just come swapping.
Cool.
Any kind of combination.
Any kind of combination.
Combination?
Sure.
There you go.
That'll pass.
Overcornified.
Passes muster.
But pass it's mayo. Not with, it's not with two girls, right? I think snowballing
what?
Is
what
just...
What the fuck, it, man? Like,
why are you bringing that in here, right? Dude?
No, he's being straight here.
No, like, I don't think it matters. The gender of who's swapping.
I don't know. Every time I see it, it's always two guys.
What?
What?
No, you, because that's on your menu.
It was just a joke to say that yeah. I watch a lot of it.
Good one.
Thank you.
I'd see where burrito's going. When that term snowballing is used, it's usually like a girl to a guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yes. Okay. I was thinking yeah. two guys.
Like giving it back to
that's
him.
Why my joke didn't
it's
land. I was trying to say that I watched
no,
two
but
guys
I'm sure
do
that,
it.
I don't know if it's under humiliation. I think like...
It's just like...
A kink.
It is, yeah.
I don't think it's humiliation unless she's spitting it in his face and making
maybe
him clean
is.
Up. Well, and then
it's
not
a little bit humiliating, though. It is humiliating, though. Whether or not it's intended to be humiliating, you got to be humiliated.
Wouldn't you be humiliated, what? Brian?
Yeah, I don't. Well, no.
Well, what if you like the taste of cum?
I mean,
this is
no,
on camera.
It
shouldn't
be. So what? Can you even tell me?
The taste of cum.
It's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
That's when.
No, it's three. The taste of cum's at three. Taste of ink when you try like penning your suicide letter.
Look, it's fine to taste your own cum if you want to. I'm just saying, on porn, it is a little bit cucky.
You're right. You can taste your cum if you want to. You
that's
can
why
leave
I
your
would
friends
file
behind.
It under
cookie?
Humiliation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think all things cuck are humiliating, right?
But
I
have
a point, right?
I think cuck is like a humiliation subgenre.
Yeah.
The most humiliating and sexiest.
I wouldn't say most.
Yeah. There's like the ones where he has like a micro penis and they're just laughing at him.
Oh, that's pretty bad. Yeah. Cuck isn't. Yeah, you're right.
And how about the whole scat stuff?
Yeah. What if they're shitting on you, man?
Yeah. Okay. Cuck is
and
actually
they're
not
having
that bad.
Some other dude fuck him.
Damn.
While they, I mean,
okay, he's okay. Poop's coming out of his butt.
There's
while
just poop.
He has
no,
sex
both
with
of them
his...
are streaming poop onto you as you're the floor, and they're just fucking standing
damn.
And shitting at the same time.
Yeah, that's humiliating.
I don't know. Hey, is that possible?
I don't think. Can you poop?
Scientist
while you're,
burrito. Yeah. Can you poop while you're fucking?
Oh, bitch.
Non-anal. We already know that.
I don't know.
I think if your
that's a good question.
Nervous I mean, system was really wrecked.
I think if you don't have any bowel control and it just slips out.
But just think about it. I mean, like, I think when you're pumping, fucked. You're kind of clenching your cheeks.
Was
a
Brian
bit.
Pumping?
Right? Do you not clench your cheeks when you pump? I think you got to a little bit.
I use my abs mostly.
But
you
what
use your
if
core?
Yeah.
Your intestines were winning the war.
That could happen.
Yeah, for it, sure. You can sloppy ass. Yes. You
what
can
do
have
you do?
Taco Bell sex, as I like
oh,
to call
no,
it.
Yeah. I feel like
diarrhea is a different monster, though.
I wonder. Do you think I would remember if I've shit my ass during sex? Sometimes I forget things like that.
I don't think you'd remember. 100%
I feel like
of the time.
It doesn't happen all the time,
no.
So you would know if it happened.
Man,
or not.
Man, you'd like okay. So you like you farted a little aggressively
that.
Inside your cheeks. You shit your ass, but you don't know. There's a bunch of different shit going on, man. There's a lot of juices and moisture.
So you'd feel like you buried yourself alive.
Yeah,
just trying to make used references.
I know.
On the inside, what's that? What's that? Buried Alive. Is
buried
that the name of a song?
On the Inside?
I don't know.
I can't remember the name.
By the way,
I think it was
Coheed
just called
Cambria
Alive.
Is who they're touring with.
Yeah, I said that last time.
I thought you said someone big.
Well, they are. Oh.
No, no.
I
no.
think
no.
you just thoroughly offended my
wow.
friend Wes Burrito no. over here.
Wow.
You
they
owe
are
him
big,
an apology,
right?
man.
They had a
you
motive
of
success.
Wake up!
But you said, quote, they're coming here with someone big, but you didn't say who.
I said it was big because
we
I knew Burrito would be like...
Oh, I see.
It's big to Burrito.
They are big.
Claudio is a big dude.
Big fro.
Actually, have you ever met him in person? He's like...
Is he slight?
Just a little over 5 foot tall.
He's not 5 foot tall.
Really?
Just pretend.
His hair adds like 2 more feet.
That's true.
he's 7 feet tall on stage, but in person he's 5 feet tall.
Maybe.
All right, Judge Lance Burrito.
Do you get that, Burrito? Lance
what?
Burrito?
Lance Burrito.
Lance Burrito?
Lance Burr, B-U-R-R, dash, Ito. Hyphenated last name. Lance Burrito.
It's Bill Burr, and it's, if they had a baby, it would be Burrito.
See, this is very, yeah.
It's overcornified.
Does
it's too
does,
deep.
Does
it's
Lance
working.
Burrito, does that sound familiar to
this
you at all?
This is getting fleshed quickly.
No.
Love it.
Okay. Well, it's fine. Now explain it to him, and then arbitrated. He'll say, oh, yeah.
Dude, we just got arbitrated, dude.
We did.
It was falling flat pretty hard, and we're leaving this in.
Judge Lance Ito.
See?
From the OJ trial.
There's your clarification.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
It sounds familiar, right?
That's why it's corn. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you have to explain it.
It's corn.
Okay.
It's popped.
Where does the phrase long in the tooth come from?
I forgot this was going to be a topic.
Huh.
The internet asked us to ask you.
Me?
Yeah, specifically.
Oh, I don't know. Long in the tooth.
Well, give me something.
What does it even mean colloquially? Maybe like, metaphorically.
Like, yeah, it means like, oh, I don't know. What does
overstay your welcome.
Overstay your welcome.
Is that what that means? Long in the tooth means you overstay your welcome?
It's something like that, though.
You're yappy?
No. It's grown
like
old.
Your story is getting too long?
It's old. Long in the tooth.
I think you describe a person as long in the tooth. We're getting J Mark to look this up real quick.
Yeah, so give us a definition, Burrito.
Rather, check this out.
No.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Give us the definition. You give us the etymology.
Rather old. Have you ever heard the word rather in a definition?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Besides something having to do with rather?
Dan Rather's Wikipedia?
Rather old.
Rather old.
Rather new.
Rather news.
Yeah, long in the tooth.
If you describe someone as long in the tooth, you are saying unkindly or humorously that they are getting, are they old or getting old? Okay.
That was very anticlimactic.
No, Burrito's got to give us a definition.
I mean, I guess there's like canines that are really long, but I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Oh, you have the Snopes definition, Gemini Jackson, right?
Yeah. So my long in the tooth definition was, you know how gerbils have to chew on stuff to keep their teeth from getting too long and going into their brain?
Oh.
I didn't know either.
No, but okay. But that's cool.
That's my definition of where long in the tooth came from, because as gerbils age, their teeth get longer and go into their brain.
But our teeth don't grow, do they?
It's just like an idiom. Nah, that's where
it's
comes
a saying.
This one says, this expression alludes to a horse's gums receding with age and making the teeth appear longer.
Ah.
It's possible, too.
Not bad.
So Gemini's myth was a myth.
I mean, of course it was. Nobody knows gerbil facts.
Except Richard Gere.
Hey. Hey,
that's Slam City Etymology Corner.
That was Double X Quantimino, guys.
Huluteas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Huluteas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Huluteas.
And this is the news.
How much of this do you think you'll agree is news today?
All of it. What's wrong with you, man?
We do not report the news on Slam City News.
I know, but lately you've been saying that a lot of this isn't, you know, actual news.
You sound brokenhearted, Brian. Do you need to get back on the couch?
No.
It's relevant to everyone listening.
I think
right
it's news.
Second.
Well, I'm
just calling Gemini out.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, that's a fucking Reddit post.
And he's right, actually.
He's speaking from the heart. This is commentary.
Yeah. Burrito.
This is definitely news.
It's a lot
woman
of monkey business.
Who claims she is having affair with chimp is banned from visiting him by zoo staff. A love story between a woman and a chimpanzee has taken Belgium by storm after zoo managers have ruled it had to end.
The lady's crying in this pic, man, and it kind of like bugs me.
Kind of breaks my heart.
Yeah. Like, if they're not fucking.
Who says they weren't?
Yeah.
I say that.
What does having an affair mean?
You can have an affair of the heart, man.
Yeah.
Like, an emotional affair? Yeah.
Some ladies are like.
That's right, emotional affair.
You know. As
that's
long as you
myth
still
that
love
women
me.
Are, they like to say that you can,
have his body, but you'll
affair.
Never have his heart.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You'll never have Brian's fingers.
This lady has been visiting this 38-year-old chimpanzee
dang.
Named
he's
Chica
a little long
for
in the tooth.
4 years.
How
wow.
old is he?
Yeah.
38.
38 years old.
Jesus.
How old do you think they get, right?
I don't know.
60? Nah, that feels old, right?
38 feels like 60.
In monkey years.
Yeah, monkey
or
years.
Or chimpanzee years.
But we are close to them. Maybe they have a...
90? That seems
that'd
insane.
That'd be crazy.
I feel like if I met a 38-year-old chimpanzee, he'd be a wise
yeah,
person
yeah, he'd
type.
Have some grays in chimp pubes.
understanding what's going on.
I think you would still be like
lady.
Just a monstrous
penis
lover.
Thing
that will like
lover
animal that'll just rip your fucking face off. If
not
you
in this relationship.
Them.
Yeah,
he was... it says their get-togethers have involved blowing kisses and waving through the glass of the
primate's
enclosure.
Oh, well, that's fine.
It's also kind of creepy.
Yeah, but they're not fuck. I mean, as long
that's
as you
what I
fuck.
Said.
Can you get to the part about the glory hole?
That was a different story.
Arthur's
getting
I feel
pissed. Like there's a glory hole yeah. coming up. Why that would this be in the news? Story.
Did you read it? What? So they didn't. They never like touched or get not even a hand job or anything.
They never have. It's unrequited love.
Well, it's not unrequited. It's just un. Consummated.
Yeah, it's not consummated. Yeah. I don't think bullshit. They were the zoo peep
forbidden,
staff would
forbidden
let
love.
Them touch.
Which
that's
is,
just me.
So is it more fucked up? Well. I'm trying to figure out
it,
if they
even tell me
should have at least let them have sex once,
just one time, get it out. You know,
if you're gonna, yeah.
Hey, but not all people want to have sex
for science.
Yeah, Brian. Surprisingly,
some people just want a finger.
Yeah, what if the chip
or
wanted
kisses.
A finger?
Maybe they just wanted
butterfly
a butterfly
kiss.
I blow kisses, but only to because the thing. I'm like, these are the fingers.
Yeah,
these
hey.
Are the fingers.
This is
involved.
Just a sample.
Don't make me spirit finger you.
Wow. Well.
Godspeed.
Godspeed.
We're not robots.
It was never meant to be.
Meet Grace, the ultra-lifelike nurse robot. So true or false, boys? Grace.
False.
What? She looked like Julia Binoche.
No, she does not. She looks like a mannequin.
I think it'll take a long time to convince men in the future that...
to not have sex with robots.
You're probably right. But I think reasonable men will be like, prove to me that this is not going to smush my dick.
Wait, no.
It's proven.
What?
No. I feel
no,
like
no, no, no.
people
the
will put
true.
Their dick in
right,
it.
Right away.
Do you
there
know the
is,
three
see?
Laws of robotics?
Thou shalt not kill. Thou better suck a good dick.
Don't
and
smush.
Thou,
you can't
and
smush
thou
dicks.
Let me
that are,
finish.
Generally, one of the laws is that. Is
do
like
no
you
harm?
Can't do no harm
yeah,
to
but,
your owner.
But the intention behind making the robot is such, but have you seen iRobot?
Yes.
They're just, I mean, you don't think those robots would smush the dicks of men?
No, they can't by programming. That's
well,
part of the law.
Isn't that the part of the movie?
Is that what happened to Sonny?
I don't remember.
I don't remember the movie.
Anyways, I would try it, but I would be very scared that it was like a vice, like a vagina, vaginal vice.
How about a demo video on how it all works?
That's the appeal.
That's the appeal. Thank you,
there's
Burrito.
There's danger to it.
Fear boners.
Yep.
Okay. Also, like, if it gets too wet, am I going to get electrocuted? You tell
that's
me.
A good, that's another good question.
Hey, you tell me.
Nah, man.
I like nurses, though. It came up a second ago.
I mean,
like,
she's a nurse.
Yeah.
Grace
so
is
that's
a nurse.
Part, I like that.
She's revolutionizing healthcare.
She'll take your temperature the baby way.
the baby way.
But it's not an actual thermometer. It's her finger.
It's her penis.
Oh, yeah. The tip of her finger. Her penis?
Yeah. Her massive fucking penis. And you said you wanted to have sex with her, man.
That's funny.
Baby.
I just keep thinking about a guy saying he wants to take my temperature the baby way.
It's a pickup line.
It's a really good one, dude.
It would get you. Hey,
worked on Brian.
Gentlemen.
I would laugh. I would say, all right.
Let's go. Let's your place or mine?
I want to take your temperature the baby way. I'm going to say that to a woman.
Would you do that a mile high?
Oh.
Probably. And you'd get fined for it. Because the FAA wants to fine a passenger $45,000 for throwing luggage and putting his head up a flight attendant's skirt.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
It's probably not a good idea. So this article came out and it had a bunch of different things that...
How do you accomplish that?
Some crazy stuff that has happened on planes over the last year.
Tell us about it, Burrito.
How do you accomplish that?
I think this is a good question. I think the biggest problem is she's wearing a skirt that's not tight enough.
They're usually like all the way down here and they're like tight.
They're tight and they look good. And I'm saying, why are you wearing a baggy skirt as a flight attendant?
It was a dude flight attendant. It was a kilt.
So this guy lay down in the aisle, refused to get up, and then grabbed the flight attendant by the ankles and stuck his head up her skirt.
Oh, no. Okay, so he kind of opened her legs or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
He kind of did a manual upskirt, huh?
So there were other...
No, I got that from Gemini's.
There are a few others in here. You want me to tell you about
them? Yeah, tell us all about it, man.
Okay,
it's been a crazy year for flights.
Yeah. Hold on.
This is the flight news.
There was another passenger on a cross-country flight that was accused of refusing to comply with the mask mandate, assaulting passengers, and snorting what appeared to be cocaine from a plastic bag.
Appeared to be.
Appeared
alleged
to be.
Cocaine.
It says the vast majority of incidents were with male passengers. Some women behaved badly too. One woman was accused of intentionally bumping into a seated passenger, then like punching that passenger in the face when they protested. Another was accused of throwing corn nuts at a passengers and crew and shoving her middle fingers in the faces of crew members who asked her to stop.
Stop shoving your middle finger in my face, ma'am.
They received $13,000 fines for incidents that included their refusal to stop drinking alcohol that the airline did not serve them.
Whoa. What is this, amateur hour? How'd they get at that on, I guess, man?
They just put in your snuck bag. It on. Yeah.
You can't just do that?
You can't check you can liquids. Do that. You can do that.
You can't take liquids across the thing.
No, you can buy liquids.
On your carry-on?
No, yeah. You can. You know how they have restaurants after the line.
Duty-free.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Here's my favorite one. Yeah. On an Alaskan airline flight, one man was alleged to have harassed the crew and acted as though his hand was a gun and made a pew-pew noise as if he was shooting fellow passengers.
Get him out of here.
No, upgrade him.
Get him out of here.
He was kicked off the flight and received a $10,000 fine.
That's fucked up.
He was kicked out of the flight mid-flight.
That's excessive, dude. I mean, that's just a bit, dude. You can't do bits in the air anymore.
I don't think you could. For quite a while. You can't even smoke anymore. What's next?
Yeah. Here's the question. Well, I wrote down a note, so I wouldn't forget, but I forgot. It's a difficult question. Oh, it's, why do you think, what's the uptick for? Do you think the flights are cheap, so now they're letting trash on airplanes?
Hey, there it is.
I mean, what is it?
No.
That's my only theory.
No, it's just, okay, it's a conflux of two forces. One force is people have a lot of pent-up anger, a lot of pent-up energy just from being indoors for the last year and a half or so. And then also, we've started to develop as a culture not to put up with anyone's bullshit. Because of COVID, you know what I mean?
I don't have to put up with
your
bullshit.
Like people who are in the hospitality business now feel like they don't have to put up with as much bullshit, which they don't. You know?
Oh wait, so you're saying that the flight attendants are escalating these things?
No, I'm just saying they're not as
demure. No.
Yeah, let's cross the McFly line.
McFly line.
Wait, so is demure another word? Well, that was off mic. Anyways, go on.
Yeah, no, like
I think you drew
as,
that word from a hat, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like pre-COVID, they were very lenient. They're like let a lot of things happen before.
But now,
checking somebody. You know what I mean?
No, I love the checking part. I love the wrapping duct tape around people.
There's more energy, and then there's the quicker trigger to check.
You said
wrap
duct tape?
Yeah, people get duct
taped. Yeah, they've been duct taping people.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they got in trouble. There was a memo.
Not anymore. Because now flight attendants have been warned, never use duct tape after spate of incidents.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. They're not frivolously duct taping people up there. I mean, these are people who need to be duct taped.
No, but I guess they're supposed to be using designated items like
zip ties.
Yeah, zip tie
handcuffs,
fuzzy handcuffs, anal
but
plugs.
But it's just more fun to duct tape people.
It really
honestly.
Is.
It just looks.
It looks cool. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And then it's also like, it's just tape. Why can't you get out?
Yeah, it's like a fun little public shaming.
It's a physics experiment.
And you know what? The sound it makes when you like
rip it off the face.
You know, when you, oh, satisfying.
It's fun. But, it's the funniest way to subdue
it. I thought of a better headline than this one, because this one, I feel like they really missed out.
Burritos
okay,
better
so
headlines.
The real headline is, flight attendants warned never use duct tape after spate of incidents. What's yours?
The burrito headline. Flight attendants' hands metaphorically tied by duct tape when they are warned to stop using duct tape.
I mean, it's a little long.
A little long.
I think I said it better in the chat, but I forgot what I said.
It, at all.
It sounded more like a punchline to me, but I wasn't going to say anything. I just wanted to hear it replaced.
I like it in theory.
Yeah. It's definitely over-cornified. You get points for that.
You can knock out like 5 to 7 words from
Maybe toss it around a little bit. Let the edges fall off. Yeah. You know?
I mean, you could just say hands tied.
Metaphorically. Yeah.
But you don't have to say hands tied. That's what they do in headlines. They don't say.
But he wanted to say they were duct taped.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could say hands duct taped from no duct tape man.
It's hard. It's hard. We'll work on it.
Well, it'd be like flight attendants metaphorically hands taped. And then,
it doesn't work. I want it to work too. I really do because
metaphorically is just too long for a headline word.
Yeah, we're not using the word metaphorically.
Just drop it. Just say flight attendant's hands tied.
Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of? I think Gemini remembers this. We used to have this current events task that we had to use.
Was that, like,
that we had to bring to school?
Grade?
I think it was like sixth grade, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I always worked in the word catastrophically into my current event.
He did. And it was a banger.
Was
every
it
single
a bit?
Time. It was a bit.
That's
a
fun bit. Every single one.
That's a fun bit.
And it was every week.
No matter how benign the story.
You kind of had to reword the story in your own words.
Oh, gotcha. And he'd always throw in catastrophic.
Were you good at putting it in there to where it made sense?
I think so.
Well, I like to think so.
You know,
all three people did.
Exactly. But yeah, I'd like to think as a sixth grader, everyone always was waiting for it every week.
Oh, so it landed.
Yeah,
people liked it.
It became an
crowd pleaser.
Yeah, it was a beat that people were expecting.
Yeah.
How does the dream book interpret this?
Oh, I'm not done with it. Hey, Burrito. okay, so did you ever do like a misdirect where like you set a whole headline and people thought it was over and then...
Yeah.
And people thought you were going to say
it. No, there was one time
like,
where it was like at the end.
Sometimes I'd wait for it. Yeah.
Wow, that's nice, dude.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Was there an applause after that?
I think people came.
That's miraculous.
Some people for the first time.
Yeah, because you guys were in sixth grade, right? That's about the milestone.
I didn't jerk off till I was 13.
Did you? Do you guys remember when you first got pubes?
I can't remember.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because it's like you just wake up one day and they're there.
Yeah, right? Because...
No, they start... For me, they started near the base of my penis and then went upwards. So I do remember that.
And
I remember...
grew into your beard. And they never stopped growing upwards into my face.
Well, good times.
Remember that story last week we had with the blow-up doll? Or maybe that was a couple weeks ago.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
This is a related story in terms of what was happening. But firefighters discover body in the river was a swimmer relaxing.
Wow.
Authorities in Oklahoma said they were called out on a report of a body in the river. But when they reached the supposed corpse, they discovered the swimmer was very much alive and merely relaxing in the shallow water.
Dude, way to fucking harsh my mellow. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody called to me and said, hey, are you all right? They just called the fucking cops?
Oh, there's a video. Great for radio. Oh, wow. Tell us about it, Brito.
There is a video. It is hilarious. He's like hanging out in the water, like laying down on his back. And these three firefighters.
Can you give them names?
You know, rescue workers.
Yeah, give the firefighters kinda, names.
We might do a reenactment.
Eduardo.
Brody.
Eduardo. Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
And Louie.
He said Huey, Dewey, and Louie, but no good.
Kyle.
Be more creative.
Kyle, Eduardo.
And Brody.
And Brody.
So they walk over to him.
What's the swimmer's name?
They walk over to him across the...
Jackson.
Brito, can you give the swimmer a name?
Oh, God damn it.
Off the top.
Jackson.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's with an X. He's like... He was born in like...
They call him Jackson.
05 or something.
Yeah.
He's got metal arms.
No, he doesn't have that metal arms, man. His name is just Jackson with an X.
Yeah, people name their kids that now.
They walk over to him, and they've got, you know, one of them's got the little board, you know, to
the
like...
Boogie board?
Carry people with.
Oh, the stretcher.
No, you know, like a little stretcher, yeah. And the other two are just kind of walking by, and they just, like, stroll up to the guy.
Jax. Stroll?
They just kind of poke him.
They didn't jaunt?
No, they just kind of look, and they kind of poke him.
Just like they're trying to wake him up?
Yeah, he wakes up and kind of, like, looks over at them and like, sits up, and he's like... What are you guys doing? And like he gets up and then he just kind of, and they just kind of like walk out of the river together, like all of them, and just kind of like.
Dude, it's like, no, fuck it, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like you fucking woke me up. I'm not going to follow you anywhere.
How long do you think he was out there? He must have been out there for a while. If he wasn't, people need to mind their own damn business.
I think that's the lesson here.
Mind your own damn
business. Also, I don't know if I'm fucking calling in a body.
Wait a bit.
Yeah.
You're not calling in a body? What are you doing?
I mean, I feel like I would inspect it first.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, are you all right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with Gemini.
Yeah,
well, at
same.
Least I would go up really close
Wait
enough.
Longer than a standard nap.
There's a very good rule of thumb. Hey, I know you got things going on and you stumbled across this supposed dead body, but maybe wait until the length of a standard nap before you go.
Yeah, don't interrupt the nap.
Let's talk about standard naps.
Yeah. 45 minutes?
Wow. 2 hours.
It's quite a
hour. I don't even go into it unless I got 2 hours to spend.
That's quite the nap.
I'd say 45 to an hour.
Yeah.
I would agree with the investment of 2 hours because, you mean like the You're nap, you know, asleep, 45 to an hour and a half, but then you need to reuptake, you know? You don't want to just do something right after a nap. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. 45 minutes, yeah, survey 45. Says.
I think most people would say 45
I fucking
minutes.
Love a 2 to 3 hour, like fully asleep for that long.
What happened to your day, man?
Well,
it's been a while since I've done it.
It just sounds very dedicated.
But on a Sunday, dude, when you got nothing going on, Breakfast Club
you
is
made
on the
some
TV.
Sun tea?
Were you talking about Jimmy Eat World's
Sometimes
on a Sunday?
Sometimes that'll happen if I...
Do you make it through?
If I go Sunday. For like a ride or something.
Yeah, that too. Or on a plane.
Or you just get fucking trashed.
Ride or die.
That's true. But I don't get trashed anymore.
Don't lie.
We saw you with that bundle.
He gets trashed
on Instagram.
So, Arthur, you're saying that you don't like to just kind of sit on your ass all the time. You like to get up and do
I'm
stuff.
I'm a mover and a shaker, man.
But you don't want to sit on your ass.
Time doesn't stop.
You don't
no
want to sit.
No matter how big your ass is.
No matter how huge or fake your ass
Because you might
is.
Feel like a bum.
Damn.
You may feel like a bum.
Speaking of bums, I spent 14,000 pounds on my new big bum. Now I can't sit down.
Me bum.
But I have no regrets.
Regrets.
This is a U.S. story, but reported across the pond.
Hey, we making news worldwide with our butts.
I'll try to pronounce your first name the best I can, but...
Sure.
Katsumi Squirts.
Not, no T.
Squirts.
Kazumi? Mm. Who currently lives in Miami, U.S.
Wait, is that her maiden name?
That's what's on her driver's license. Earns a living showing off her...
Mrs. Squirts, it was my mom's name.
Yeah, no. Kazumi's fine. Mrs. Squirts is my mother.
Living showing off her figure online, the 24-year-old shares her saucy snaps on her Instagram. So
is this just a
Grant
fucking
for
ad for her goddamn Instagram?
This is Grant for Radio, but I just need a Brian's true or false real quick.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to poison the pot a little bit with my commentary before Brian
Sure.
finishes.
You should just rain on his shit because his commentary is
She terrifies me, man.
I hear you.
Yeah.
What the
Jesus
oh,
Christ.
Oh, is she porn? She's a porn person?
Jesus Christ.
What happened?
We saw a lot of gash.
Wait a second.
I saw some squirting. That makes sense. That's her stage name.
Oh, so it's not just a clever stage name.
Brian,
it sounded
like you had to adjust over there real quick.
Yeah, I did.
It's not just a clever last name.
You know what? I'm looking at her ass before, and it's all making sense. We had some pancakes here. Okay, she is cute, though. She has a certain look that I know you don't like. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
McFlyin' Line.
McFlyin'? Burrito Bandito.
That
true
looks
or false.
Pretty good. That looks like a pretty good fake ass. In my mind, I just think of the worst scenario.
Like botched surgeries every time?
Or just like huge.
Or disproportionate?
Oh, we're in a different story now. Yeah, but I mean, if you can't sit down, dude, that's a problem.
No, she couldn't sit down because she just had surgery on her butt.
Okay. I thought it was like, it will explode.
How do you shit?
When standing up?
Oh, like, that's wild.
Yeah.
You probably have to like gently your cheeks.
Yeah, and like squat over it.
It's squatting. It has to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you wouldn't have to open your cheeks.
You just get down to the natural human way.
That's right. Squatty potty without the potty.
Oh, yeah. You just get your knees up
in
your guts.
I think sitting's the unnatural way.
That's right. That's what they say.
Yeah, but it's way more comfortable and you can go on your phone with it.
For sure.
We didn't have phones back when we were stupid apes.
Is that an evolution?
Yeah.
You know, isn't that in like Japan you squat, right?
There's a squat toilet for sure.
So
Burrito didn't use one. I did.
How
and
did that
I
go?
I had diarrhea that day.
Damn. Not all of it made it into the squat toilet.
I used one.
Ew.
Once.
How was it?
It was difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like
because I can't do the Asian squat.
Well, the first one I used, I was like, oh, this is backwards after I was done.
Wait, what?
I used it backwards.
How do you do
it? It's basically just like a hole, right?
Yeah.
But there's one side that shoots
there's
water.
There's a guard.
Oh, for your asshole? It's a bidet?
Yeah, not all of them have that.
That sounds like it's the fancy holes?
Just think of like a pill bug or a roly-poly, and you're just taking a shit right on the roly-poly's tummy.
That doesn't help at all. I'm confused.
And it's like kind of curled.
Yeah, imagine shitting in a roly-poly's tummy, okay?
I don't even
get your mind right.
I don't know.
You know roly-poly's, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine shitting in their tummy. Okay.
Is this making any sense
to
anyone? It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. Speaking of Japan. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese hill-running TV personality. Despite not being Japanese and closer to being over the hill than actually running up one, adding this week's headline straight to his water bottle for that salty electrolyte knowledge, this is Burritos Nippon News.
BNN.
BNN.
So yeah, I might actually get my chance because there's a Japanese TV show about women sprinting up hills and panting that adds its first ever male performers to the roster.
Is this a sex thing?
What, with the panting part makes it makes me say yes.
It's like Baywatch.
No.
Awesome.
Is that so? This show is called Zenryo Kuzaka.
What does that translate to?
I don't have no idea.
Absolute territory.
Heavy breathing.
Oh, it translates to full power hill or all out hill.
All out hill.
I like all out hill.
I do too.
This show has been going on for 15 years.
Jeez.
It airs at 1:20 a.m.
Yes.
Monday to Thursday, and each episode is only 6 minutes long, including the credits.
God. Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Commercials.
For 15 years, that's fucking awesome.
This is
this sounds like a very Japan thing.
Those are the perfect parameters for a sex thing.
Oh, minutes at 1:23?
All it is a girl running up a hill.
Yes.
Like, Brian's into it because by 1:30, he can be cleaned off and back in bed.
Yeah, by 1:36. wait, is it 1:20? Starts at 1:20?
1:23. So 1:29, it's over.
And then you give me a minute to kind of settle.
Wipe up, get your shorts back on.
No, he just sleeps in it.
Yeah.
My filth.
But for the first time ever, they're including a male runner.
No.
How do you feel about that, Burrito?
We're fucking with a winning formula, I think.
15 years of this.
I don't know. I guess they're, after 15 years, they're like, maybe we should let a guy do this. Nope. So
I don't know that you're innovating this format,
guy. And it's not the first one. They're going to do, it says men will appear on the first and third Thursday of each month.
Okay, they're just like dipping their toe in bisexuality.
It's
going to
be a mistake.
Maybe they're trying to get more female viewers. I don't know.
At 1:23, all ladies are asleep at 1:23.
Yeah, and also they don't even like sex.
Maybe they want different male viewers then.
Now we're talking.
So speaking of
the ladies
running sports, this is a little dated. However, there's an Ibaraki woman who was arrested for attacking the Olympic torch with a water gun.
Get her out of here.
Amateur hour! Oh.
So the Olympics are already over at the time that we're recording this. However, I didn't hear about this story. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, I did.
Tell us about it!
It's a green water gun.
Yeah, it's this little water gun, and this lady was protesting the Olympics. So she was shouting, Olympic opposition and stop the Olympics. And
why?
Began
Do you know what her cause was?
She didn't want the Olympics in Tokyo.
Sporting this torch's flame as it passed by.
A lot of people didn't want the Olympics to happen.
Why?
Yeah.
Disease.
COVID fears, and then also it's like, we can't really make any money, and we just have to deal with this extra hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was a 53-year-old woman. From the nearby
Hitachi City. Squirting the Olympic torch with a water gun.
I wish there wasn't like a political element to it. I wish she was just
for fun.
Because that's just funny. It's funny without the backstory.
If she wasn't mad.
Yeah.
If she was nefariously trying to innocently, arc it and shoot it into the Olympic flame.
That's cool.
I don't think you can do that if you're anywhere near the Olympic flame.
Is Fancy and Toy Tanari the top of the line super soaker?
I guess it's like a Japanese brand of
I like that they name drop this shit, Fancy and Toy, in case there's any other conscientious dissenters out there who want their squirt gun.
Squirt gun of choice.
Yeah,
for the resistance.
Yeah, the squirt gun of the resistance.
your Kazumi squirt gun of choice.
Jesus.
Well, from cooling down an Olympic torch to cooling down on a hot summer day, you can beat the heat with chilled katsudon. It's fried pork cutlet served with rice in ice-cold broth. I've never heard of this. And it's not usually on, menus anywhere, but
cold
it got me
pork.
Thinking, like...
It's garbage to me.
Like ham?
Yeah, do you think there are any foods here that would taste good if they were...
Meats?
A cool broth? Yeah.
I don't think broth and cold. Do you know what I mean?
I would still eat it, but I don't.
Yeah.
It also congeals and stuff, right? It looks like stuff's in it.
Yeah.
This says it's doused in an ice cold sweet soup stock.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem appetizing to me because I like katsudon hot.
Yeah.
And then I like my soups hot. I'm not a cold soup guy.
I didn't even know there was a cold soup world
out there. Gazpacho? Yeah,
gazpacho. Is that a cold soup?
Like yeah. cereal? Yeah.
Like cereal.
Gazpacho?
No!
Yeah.
Cancel.
What's gazpacho? I know you have told me this before, but...
Cold soup.
That's it?
It's like tomato soup, right?
Yeah.
Like tomato
soup that's served cold.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. I can do that.
But is it better to have a tomato soup that's hot? See, that's where I always go with it. Would this be a better experience if it was hot?
I don't think gazpacho would be. That's like the exception to the rule in the land of soups.
Because tomatoes need to be cold, in my opinion. IMHO.
Or like maybe the flavor profile is way different if it was like hot. And maybe the texture's all gross.
It is. It's like more...
soupy.
Yeah.
Watery. Maybe they want it to have, you know, a texture to it.
It's like pico de gallo.
Yeah. But soup. And fancy.
I think this is like the soup news portion of...
Soup segments.
Yeah,
soup
let's keep segments. It cold. Yeah. And let's keep it soupy.
Let's keep it cold. Cup noodle. Instant ramen topping. Ice cream is now on sale. So Nissin, the brand that makes cup noodle.
The Pissin' Nissin, of course.
They've been mentioned, plug for free before.
Is serving soft serve ice cream that's in a little cup noodle cup at their museum, I think.
Is as it like ramen flavored?
Well, no, it's just like regular, you know, vanilla flavored ice cream.
Okay.
But the toppings... are still all the same toppings that come in a regular
the dehydrated
noodle. Shrimp?
No.
Yeah, yeah, like the dehydrated.
Them? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
no.
It's a cube like a of mystery topping? Meat, sliced green onion,
I really hate that
egg,
piece.
And
the bouillon?
In place of a cherry
it's
on top, a single curled little... shrimp.
It's supposed Jesus. To be
I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, this sucks, right?
I agree.
This sucks
it.
Ass.
I agree, it sucks.
Chicken fries.
You can get it at the Cup Noodle Museum in Yokohama.
I would do it. So, I would eat it, yeah, but I know it sucks and it's yeah. stupid.
Capital G! I like the headline, though. Nissin reminds us / threatens us.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah. that this is available.
Makers promise it'll send an error message so to your brain.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it pisses me off.
So from an annoying cup of ramen to a $100
annoying cup of
bowl
ramen.
Of ramen in Tokyo.
Sell it to me.
It sounds kind of pricey. Yeah, but I'm going to try and sell it to you right now. I'm going to tell you what's in it.
Pissin' Nissin number one.
Oh, start with a broth. Oh,
shit. Now I
Made
don't remember.
From human broth.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's from long
the most
pig.
Most dangerous broth.
It's long pork broth.
It's just steeped labias.
Long pork.
Steeped labias.
Yeah, just the labias.
Just the labias. Steeped long pig.
Yeah, so this ramen has got some fancy beef in it.
Oh, Wagyu perhaps?
Yes, it's a type of Wagyu.
Akaushi?
It's called Inishie no Taiseki Gyu Sirloin Ramen A5 Rank Saikoho wow. BMS 12.
BMS 12?
So it translates 12? To... Yeah, ancient times boulder beef sirloin ramen, peak A5 rank BMS 12.
Do you know what that means?
I know A5.
It means expensive.
A5 is the top quality beef.
Yeah. Do you know the BSM
There's
thing?
I don't know what that BSM 12 is.
Maybe it's a I'll genetic profile.
So ancient times boulder beef is also known as phantom beef due to its
Shit.
Rarity. It's sourced from only around 10 cows per year.
Wow.
And only from Japanese black breed heifers.
Yeah,
that have
they
been
have an
fattened
extra
over 1200 days.
Don't they have an extra thing that other cows don't have? Or
a
am I making
penis.
That up? Like they have an extra muscle, like
a
muscle
penis.
Grouping or something
it's
like
a
that.
A second penis.
A second
yeah,
penis.
This BMS 12 is classed as the highest quality of beef. The beef has at least 56.3% intermuscular fat, which leads to exquisite marbling.
That's
BMS,
a
of course,
in the,
means
in the already top A5 rank.
Oh,
marbled.
Well, BMS, of course, means the beef. Man, I fucking lost it.
Phantom beef is cool, though. I, would just
I do
buy
like
on
the
that,
word.
The
yeah.
word
yeah.
Phantom beef.
It's the most supreme of supreme Wagyu that money can buy.
Wow.
So that's the beef in there.
Oh, we got more ingredients.
So when they bring it out to you, it's got this nice shiny piece of nori sticking out the
Pass.
Side, which I know Gemini doesn't like, but I like it.
Pass.
Gimmick.
The,
I don't like gimmick.
The top
nori is
of the beef
cheap,
is sprinkled
no
with
what.
Some gold flakes.
Some gold flakes? Gimmick. That's a gimmick.
Capital
yeah.
G.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of gimmicky.
And then?
Okay, so then we get down to smoked bonito soup stock.
Sure.
Noodles, a boiled egg.
Nothing special
mushrooms.
About the noodles?
Nothing fancy about the noodles?
Or the mushrooms?
Or the egg?
Is it a quail
it tastes
egg?
Good.
The egg had to come from some rare chicken, right?
Yeah. The black chickens that they have. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Phantom Chickens.
Phantom Chickens.
Is it really Phantom Chickens?
No.
That's my band name.
No.
Phantom Chickens.
Yeah. Phantom Chicken. The broth is really refined, so it's a very clear broth. Apparently, it tasted pretty good from what these reviewers said.
The only way to make stuff expensive is just put fucking Wagyu in it.
And gold flakes.
And gold flakes.
Gold flakes, that's just like, hey, buy this gold so you can just eat and shit it out.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like you're rich enough to
shit
waste gold.
You just get bottles of Goldschlager and enjoy that same experience.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
It's not real gold.
Gold foil?
Probably. Like the outside of a Hershey Kiss.
Yeah, they just melt Hershey Kiss wrappers inside a Goldschlager.
Just hammer it down extra thin until it breaks apart.
So I guess the question is, are we buying this? Are we not buying this?
I think we're splitting it four ways, $25 each.
That's how everybody does it, man.
What do you think? No, that's not how everybody does it.
Except the ballers.
That's how a bunch of bitch boys do it.
Right. If I was on my own, I would do it on my
own.
That's
everybody. That's everybody to the show.
I would.
What, split it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jim, I mean, Jim and I, he's
I'm rolling in it.
He's rolling. He's fancy.
He's
got to
order two. One to go.
Yeah, one to throw away.
One to drop on the floor.
Oops. That was Burritos Nippon News. A segment within a segment.
BNN.
You're watching the BNN. Back to the regular ass news.
Woman attacked by alligator says, I love him and it shouldn't face any consequences.
Another interspecies story?
I think it's more of a pet versus a romance.
Okay.
But I feel...
Yeah, she was the handler.
Lindsay Bowl describes the 8-foot creature, given the Star Wars inspired name, Darth Gator, as a member...
Hold on, let's give it a moment.
Let it sit. Let it steep.
I'm just going to get pissed if we just...
Darth Gator.
Darth Gator.
That's the first idea. Isn't that the first idea that you name a gator?
It's the first pass, but you also got to understand you're running a gator farm.
You
can't really over-cornify it for your general audience.
You're right. I don't like it.
Sure.
But you're right.
What are you going to do? Like,
that's a moneymaker right there. They make t-shirts and profit off them with that.
That's true.
Yeah.
But also, Disney is sending them cease and desist letters because they're known as
the word Darth.
Is that your punchline? I don't see it in the story.
I don't think it's out of the fucking realm of possibility that Disney is.
If they are profiting off it, I can understand Disney going after them.
Why?
That's not my punchline. I don't have a punchline, okay? She says, Darth Gator, as a member of her family, while its owner says the reptile was just having a bad day.
I feel like I've heard that. Just having a bad day.
That you've had a bad day?
Yeah. The camera don't lie.
Give it up.
Because you had a bad day.
I thought it was funny that she like has Stockholm syndrome for this fucking alligator.
I don't know that the alligator was holding her captive and she got Stockholm syndrome.
Emotionally, the
Maybe
gator is
was.
Holding her captive.
No, she's caring for it as a pet and it fucking snapped at her.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's funny to...
Say
to stick
Stockholm
up for
syndrome.
I love him. No.
Yeah.
Let's put this on a
movie.
Did you see the video?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that was terrifying.
Did it for radio.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I didn't watch
Dude,
it.
Dude, I thought she was gone. Like, he grabs her arm, and then he goes
the
in the death
rolled.
Roll.
I wouldn't be pissed. I would be a little pissed at the gator.
What's the death roll?
Well, that's how alligators eat. So when they clamp onto something, they feel like they have a good enough hold on.
They'll
drag it underwater and roll. So it'll like roll whatever up and sever it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so he did that with her?
He was death rolling with her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So she was like under the fucking water with him.
My instinct first would be, I am pissed at this gator. And then the next thought would be, look, it's a gator. What do you expect? That's what gators do.
Sure.
But I would not say, I love him. He was having a bad day. I would change my profession. I would I would get lost.
This alligator is too cute for prison, okay?
All right. Look,
you just
normally
don't
I'm a criminal
understand.
Defense lawyer, but not for fucking alligators.
It's
Chop
too cute
it
for
up.
Prison. Oh, because you got a taste for gator?
Eat it. I love alligator bites at Papa Do.
You're getting paid by Papa Do now?
I wish.
Jesus. You're getting paid in gator bites?
You throw the gator bites on the back of a van?
They're so good. Georgia man steals mortuary van. Dead body rolls out ahead of police chase.
Comma yells, bye-bye, bitch.
It turns out to be a swimmer.
Does this fall into your trope of trucks? Things falling out of trucks?
It's not
the vehicle's too small.
It's tangentially.
Yeah, it's a curse. It's a cursor.
A subgenre.
Yeah,
because, so the way
connected.
We make this the trope is it has to be an 18-wheeler and there has to be a
Correct.
Lot of bodies.
Right, like a FEMA truck, refrigeration
that
truck.
That would be
a FEMA refrigeration truck. Jesus Christ, that would be.
I'd wake you up in the middle of the night like, yo!
Yo!
Dude, guess what just happened?
I mean, if you were waking me up in the middle of the night and yelling, guess what just happened, I would probably say, I don't know, a refrigerated mortuary truck turned over in the middle of the freeway? Oh, really?
Dude.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Thanks for waking me up.
Seriously, dude, fucking call me if that ever happens.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Hold on, let me put you on three with Gemini. Gemini!
Yeah.
I'm like, no, wait, the body thing?
Yeah.
Emergency.
It's go
Zoom
time. We go to the studio now.
We're recording live
at the scene.
Emergency pod.
Wow. Emergency podcast. And then still release it a week later.
Yeah. I'm saying slim to none, but man.
Right. No, yeah,
holy shit.
It's got more probability nowadays, more than ever.
Now that Slam said he put it into the ether, it's bound to happen.
Oh, damn. We could do some research. I mean, anyways, I'm sure there's some. Yeah, you're right. I don't want to get too morbid, but there are places where that might have happened.
Remember our Vivica prediction?
What was that? Number one, she eat ass.
Yeah. Well, it was on the whole, like 50 Cent got his ass eaten by Vivica.
Right.
So that's like the basis of our joke.
But then he was like, she's COVID-infected.
This
you
is when
still
COVID was being a big thing, yeah.
It's still a big thing.
Would you let a COVID-infected Vivica Fox eat your ass?
This was pre-vax, though.
We already talked about this, didn't we?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, she actually got COVID, like, after we mentioned that.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're saying that we're...
We accidentally put it in the ether.
What's it called? We're...
Soothsayers.
There you go.
No, the verb is to put it out there.
Into the universe.
Anyways, you know.
The Never universe mind. Is reciprocating.
Hey, Brian, are you calling us tastemakers?
Kind of.
Nobody would ever say that, really.
I appreciate it.
I think it has to do with crystals.
You're right. And vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Field of vibration.
It has to do with crystals with a K. Okay, so about this dead body. We done with that?
Oh, yeah. I think we're done with it.
Yeah, I don't think there's much of a story, just a fun headline.
No, I just wanted to talk about...
Did you see the video? See the police video?
No.
Of the body falling out?
The video?
The car goes over it.
No.
The patrol car? It goes under. It looks like a, I don't know, a dummy, like a crash test dummy?
Sure.
Yeah, but it's like an old lady.
Okay.
Anyways.
It looks like a dummy, but guess what? Old lady. There's a new game show, Dummy or Old Lady.
But it turns out, yeah, she's already prepared for... burial,
being dead.
So she didn't have any blood.
Oh.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, do you remember when I don't know if this was a fucking urban legend, but they were digging up people and then stomping on them so that the built-up methane would squirt out of them and the kids would get high off of that?
Like Jankum?
Yeah, but like fresh from the dead body.
Fresh. That's a
fresh brewed Jankum.
Yeah.
Dude, just fucking fart in your face or whatever.
Raw Jankum.
Well, but what if you just got corpse stuff on you instead?
What do you mean?
Isn't that
like bits and pieces left
better
over.
Of an experience
than just farting on each other?
Yeah.
No, I don't want it. It's it's cleaner to just fart on each other.
Right, but some people want that. Some people want the third pickle.
I can't argue that. But sniffing a dead body's jankum is
like
the third pickle.
You sound like a no pickle kind of guy right now.
Hey, no. I say you take the third pickle. I'll do two. Thank you.
Two still has to do with dead bodies.
Oh, then zero pickles.
See, you sound like a no pickle guy, like I said.
Yes, I am.
One or two is just like farting, but then that third pickle is like, I
corpse
don't know.
Farting.
Yeah, shart.
Do they take the doo-doo out too? Yeah, right? They take all the entrails out.
Speaking of bodily fluids.
It's just a shell.
Right?
Yeah, bodily fluids. Arthur, dude.
Yeah.
We got there like 3 minutes ago and I lost it. Lil Nas X calls out the double standard of Tony Hawk's blood-infused skateboard. So I actually heard about this without seeing like the article. Remember I was talking about that mountain water?
Yeah.
It's called Liquid Death?
Yeah.
It's hot right now.
And yeah, I was just like, oh, let me check this out, see where they carry it. At first thinking it was like beer. Turns out it's just water.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the front page of selling it, it was like, blood-infused Tony Hawk skateboard deck. And I was like, that's kind of cool. Let me see how much.
How
it's like
much?
500, but
sure.
Only 100 made.
Whose
and,
blood?
Like, sold out.
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
Wow.
You see him draw it.
Yeah, they draw it, and then they put it in the paint, and then he signs a little waiver that says it's his blood.
He ain't got AIDS.
Yeah. And then they make 100 decks out of it, just of the paint.
Yeah.
And the $500 a pop, and it sold out in an hour.
Sure.
So, yeah.
The problem is that people got mad that Lil Nas X was selling blood shoes, but
he
apparently
made these,
they weren't
like,
mad
Satan
about
shoes. Nike Air Jordan Satan shoes.
Yeah.
That's what they called him, was Satan.
But they
shoes.
Also, that same company that did the shoe with him had an angel shoe before that.
Really?
Yeah, it had holy water in it, stuff like that.
That's better. Holy water.
But then they did this one, the Satan one. with Lil Nas X and it had blood on it.
Yeah.
You're talking about the collab with the shoe designer?
Yeah.
I would rather blood on the board that I'm skating on than in my shoe.
I wouldn't even skate on it.
It's on your shoe, not
it's
in your shoe.
It's on my wall.
Like, your shoes are supposed to protect you from blood.
They still do.
But there's blood in the shoe.
It's like
blood
crystals.
On the shoe.
Yeah, but it's too close to my foot.
Okay.
I'm not saying this is rational. I'm just saying, like, if we're going to talk about... Anyways, he said it was racism. That's the reason why...
I thought it was homophobia.
Was it homophobia? What was he saying? Maybe. Oh, he just asked the question. Yeah. He says, now we need to talk about this. My problem is, I liked when Lil Nas X was a heel. I didn't like when he started playing the victim. After he was like, oh, I'm being a heel to upset, like, old white people, but now I don't like that I'm upsetting old white people.
I think he's still doing the heel thing.
You think that he's using the victim thing into the heel? He's like kind of...
Is this the McFly line?
This is almost...
I don't think it is. But I feel like he just said, so where was the problem?
I think it's better. I'm with...
It's a great discussion question being so open-ended.
I think blood skateboard is better than blood shoes that are like Satan themed.
He didn't even mention like the Kiss record. Do you remember that? Am I making that up?
The Chris comic book.
No, you're right.
Comic book.
You're right. Kiss comic book. Yeah.
Where the ink, the blood of Kiss.
The taste of ink tasted like Kiss's blood.
And I just think it had something to do with celebrity. I think all this has to do with like celebrity. But then you throw in a celebrity like Satan, it's going to turn off a lot of people, right?
Also, isn't the blood shoe attached to that video where he's getting butt fucked by Satan?
I mean, Satan's in it, right?
Satan does make... I think it just happened at the same time. I don't think it's, hey, this is my butt-fucking Satan video. Here's some shoes to commemorate my butt-fucking Satan video.
Definitely a design coincidence going on.
It was a zeitgeist thing for sure.
Yeah, but it was on brand.
It wasn't commemorative.
Like Satan butt-fucking me and also there's blood in the shoe.
Making you bleed, yeah.
So, I mean, I could see why most people would be like, you know what, Lil Nas, you do you, but I'm going to pass on your fucking blood shoe. I'll wait till Tony Hawk paints his skateboard with blood.
But the shoes got canceled.
They never were released.
They didn't get released.
Yeah. I don't think they should have got canceled.
Yeah.
So.
It would have been a limited drop. I mean,
they already sold out.
Skateboards, yeah.
They sold, like, the shoes sold out, but then they were like, oh, well, Nike was like, you can't do that.
Was it because of blood?
They didn't give a reason.
If the blood was the problem, then I'm with Lil Nas X.
This is an open-ended situation here.
There are no answers, man.
A direct answer of, like, why.
Yeah, you want Nike to come out and say, oh, we racist or we're homophobic?
It's Nike at will.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got a little too serious about this, subject.
It's like Burrito, what do you think?
I don't have a problem with either of the product with blood in them.
Which more one would blood you get? On more products.
You get that skateboard deck, right? Okay, here you go.
Yeah.
Let's say there's
one
blood collector's
in
item.
Those Godzilla figures.
There it is.
Okay.
Blood Godzilla
That's
figures.
That's cool.
Where it has like Godzilla's blood in it.
Screonk.
That's right.
Yeah. Screonk indeed. What would your collector's item be? It would probably be a vinyl.
A vinyl, of course. Blood. Vinyl.
Which vinyl?
It would be an Alkaline Demo? Trio vinyl.
Wow.
Trio vinyl.
That's a good choice.
With a drop of Matt Skiba's blood in there. Like, cast in there, though. You know what I mean?
No,
like
it has to be more than that. Yeah. It should be like, the splatter.
Yeah.
Blood splatter. That's nuts. I'm sure that just doesn't sound original.
You know, I think the edgiest of products would be AIDS blood, right?
Sure.
Fresh AIDS blood.
Fresh.
Wow. Like... in a syringe,
or they just took
package?
Like the AIDS parts out and put that.
Shoot,
and you have to trust the scientific process that took the AIDS out of the blood.
It was called reverse osmosis, bro.
I don't know.
And magnification. You just have to vibranium them.
Yeah, and AIDS stays alive when it's not in your blood, right?
And this cheese stands alone.
I just want to make it clear that I'm pro both of the products. I just don't like the whining.
Yeah.
When people are not into it.
What collector's item has blood in it?
Pro blood.
I'm pro-blood.
Pro-blood. What collector's item? Burrito. Was it the Skrionk?
Oh, yeah. He already answered. Brian.
Oh, is there a Back to the Future angle on this?
Oh, wow. Mary Steenburner's tampon from when she was...
on set, dude.
From one of a kind.
They found it in a shop.
Actually, psych. It was a pad because it was of the time.
That's right.
Limited to 12.
Mary Steenburner's. Yeah, dude. I fucking would love that, dude. I would go to a convention, make her sign it,
and then make tea with it.
Well, I don't know, dude. That's gross. That's fucking.
Make her sign her own maxi pad.
Dude, that could be considered like.
Yeah, that's a felony.
That's gotta be a felony. It's not on the books exactly like that.
No, there's no codified law specifically for that exact scenario.
But I think you could work.
You can draw conclusions towards what just happened here.
This is amateur hour.
Yeah, it's offensive to do that, but I would want to do that.
Yeah, given your druthers.
Given my druthers. If I didn't think she would freak out about it, I would do it.
And you're like, hey, Mary, are you cool? You're okay, cool,
before
right?
Before I bring this out, are you cool?
You're cool, right? Yeah, I'm super cool.
No, you think you're cool, but are you really cool?
Mary, I need you to fucking tell me right goddamn now, are you cool or are you cool? Okay, cool. Here, sign this.
How do you feel about Lil Nas X and Tony Hawk?
Yeah.
Where do you stand on...
Would you ever sell a product with your blood in it? Because...
I bought one.
I don't know if you were selling, but I bought it. It's crazy to me. I hope there's a Mary Steenburgen's bloody pad clip.
I hope...
Mary Steenburgen's bloody pad.
At the very least, we own that keyword.
Of course we do. Mary Steenburgen's bloody pad.
Speaking of bloody pads and whining.
Is this me?
Yeah, you.
Is this me, dude?
You're smelling blood in the water here.
Oh, no, we skipped. Sorry.
Fix that transition.
Speaking of
bloody pads.
Speaking of misery smelling blood in the water.
Yeah, speaking of blood in the water.
That's good.
Hayley Williams now credited as a co-writer on Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You song. The one that sounds suspiciously like Misery Business.
Yeah. I mean, she's hot, right?
Which one?
Both.
Mary Steenburgen. Terrible commentary.
Yeah. No, I mean...
She's a hot little...
I don't know what the song is, though.
No,
it's
wait.
Like the biggest, like the song of the summer 2021.
Everyone was saying this sounds like that.
Misery Business.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the chorus, from the top.
Maybe.
No. The one you were singing.
The mashup is actually really good.
Yeah.
It's almost the exact same thing.
What's interesting to me is like, no one is saying Olivia Rodrigo or her songwriters are thieves.
Right.
They're just saying, oh, here's a thing that happened. We don't care anymore. She can just, like, this is the third time
it's
happened.
Are they going to give her fucking back money?
They better. But if you read this article, it says that this is the third song on this Olivia Rodrigo album that she's had to do this.
I feel like that's kind of a thing, though, now, is that they just rip off songs and see if they can get away with it.
It's crazy.
Or, I don't know how big she was, Olivia Rodrigo.
She's huge.
Before this album?
Oh. She was popular.
She was an actress on like Nickelodeon.
I know, but before this album, did she with make those, any music?
No, yeah. but it was. Did she? Oh,
she's
but it was
like,
highly
like,
so she knows
like Katy Perry. Or
so she knows better. Well, Katy Perry also did some shit, right?
Yeah, before she got huge.
No, but Katy Perry also got sued for the melody thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they always do because they're pop artists and like there's only.
Well, they're also
like
not
common,
writing the songs.
Common
you know what
combinations.
I mean? So,
yeah, but this isn't. That's not what it is, though.
Yeah, they're just.
What is it?
They're just
they're ripping
yanking
off.
The shit. They're just ganking the shit and putting new lyrics on top of it. It's like a proven formula that it already did well. You just change the lyrics to be more of who you are.
And you spin the dice that no one's going to call you on it or something.
But
and
it feels like it's insane, though.
Is this a CYA then?
No, I don't. What's it's that? Not a CYA. This is retribution. It's not a cover your ass. It's retribution.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Like, that's why she got songwriting credit, because they ruled, you just fucking straight ripped this off.
She's
not
a thief.
Doing that shit.
Hang her up.
Or her writers are.
If she wasn't
but if
so
she wants
fucking
to be one of those
hot,
artists
dude.
That takes credit on the writing and then gets in trouble.
Sure.
Anyways, a lot of, serious talk. I've been bringing a lot of serious talk.
Retribution, man.
Speaking of serious talks and retribution.
The baby on the cover of the Nirvana album Nevermind is suing the estate of Kurt Cobain for sexual exploitation of a minor. Child porn. This has been talked about a lot today on the internet.
Yeah, it really has. But shouldn't he sue his parents?
Yeah, I don't think... You're not in charge of your dick before you're 18, I don't think. I think your parents... Well, let me think about this.
Doing stuff with my dick my parents knew nothing about.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like selling pictures of your kid's dick, I think you're not in charge of that.
Yeah, that's a,
That's crazy. I mean, it's a whole discussion about
art.
What is art and what is child pornography. But in this situation, he just wants some money, I think.
Chasing that dollar.
Which is, this is a pretty good argument, I guess. It's stupid, but maybe like in a court of law, you can argue it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is, though, that he's like already profited off of him being
the notoriety.
That baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you were to come to me, if Brian were to come to me and say, hey, you know, Nirvana's Nevermind. Yeah, that's my baby dick on that album. I would probably say, you know what? Wow, that's crazy that I know that about you.
The clout alone, dude, is
but it's an anonymous baby dick. A lot of people could probably claim that, and nobody would bat an eye to that.
Dude, yeah, back in the 90s, dude, there was a ton of people claiming
that. Oh, I guarantee.
Well, I guess a lot of people, like
maybe they were like 20-year-olds. I guess they
could have said the picture. Well, the picture was taken in the 80s.
Yeah.
That was my dick in the 80s.
Yeah. No, that's my cousin's dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the cloud alone, but like, to me, it's an unverifiable thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Colloquially.
Also, I think in a court of law, you have to prove that at least one person has jerked off to the album cover.
I don't think
to
you have
to do that. To prove that it's child
porn. Well.
You have to say, Honor, I have the name.
That's McFly County Court.
I have the name and it's me.
The lawyer wants to win so bad that he's like, I'm the one who jerked off. This is child porn, sir. Your Honor.
All right, here's $150,000. Now you gotta go to jail.
Dude. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
But I did win, right?
Sit your little sexy ass down.
Mr. McFly, you're not supposed to do that.
Speaking of porn, reversing a planned ban, OnlyFans will allow pornography on its site after all. OnlyFans just said days ago that it would block sexually explicit material starting in October in response to concerns from banks and other financial services company.
Yeah, they were getting in trouble because they were just trafficking shit, I guess.
Not screening properly.
Right. And there's probably some illegal shit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy place to money launder.
Yeah. Well, no, just illegal as in like the illegal types of pornographies that were on their site.
Like what?
Like Nirvana album covers.
Bullshit.
Nirvana album covers.
Oh, like man, that is going to be, what people
that's
say
a trap
from
right
now
there.
On.
Yeah.
We just put that into the ether.
So that's why they're getting their Visa and MasterCard and shit pulled, and that's why they're pivoting away from porn. But then I guess they realized we don't have a business model outside of that.
Yeah.
And imagine policing that.
You know what's silly, though? When they first said the OnlyFans was pulling out of porn, a lot of people, the rhetoric was, well, they have other content creators.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Twitch? Yeah, like... Well,
no, not other
like,
sites.
No, like Patreon.
Non-porn...
Right.
Yeah, like non-porn contributors to OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Actually, recently OnlyFans was trying... A lot of the podcasts I was listening to were like
Slam
for
City?
A second... Not Slam City. They didn't approach us. They approached a lot of big podcasts and said, hey, come do some content on our site. Did not... That lasted for like a couple of weeks and I never heard about it again.
Because it's not
guess
great
what?
Branding. Yeah. Because they don't run a porn
If I jerked off to these podcasts, maybe I'd go to OnlyFans.com.
Right. Exactly. It's a funnel for a very specific niche. You know, and it's branded together. It's co-branded. It's OnlyFans and porn.
Synonymous.
It's peanut butter and jelly.
Do you want to see your ex-student naked?
True or false?
For $5 a month.
And they can't say no. Jesus.
That's terrible, guys.
All right, well, that was
Got
the
it.
News.
You know, it's what we call a callback in the biz.
I follow, man.
We were trying, you know. We try to think.
It was fine.
Just cut it, J Mark.
Don't cut it.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you
everything!
And the crazy one, infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Just bring your appetite, because the crazy one has
everything!
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your muncher and cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
Next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
I think it has 3 pickles on the crazy one?
Minimum.
Speaking of
got
pickles.
Everything, man.
Yeah, speaking of pickles.
What happened lunch?
What happened lunch?
I'll go first really quick, as usual, because you guys already know what I had for lunch.
You had the Arthur meal.
The nearly perfected
the nearly
Arthur Dude meal. That,
no, see, the thing is, when they actually do release it, it's still going to be called the nearly perfected Arthur Dude meal.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I like good. That. The
Thanks,
nearly
guys.
Perfected Arthur Dude meal.
What would you guys think? Oh, salt would make it perfect, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's how they would sell it. What else would this make it perfect?
A shake. A McFlurry.
I mean, some kind of sauce.
An Oreo McFlurry. Yeah, you got to have your signature
Damn,
sauce.
Damn, I never thought about
Maybe
that.
Maybe a fry dipping sauce?
Oh, it's just tangy barbecue. I mean, that's
for
real.
Travis Scott.
Yeah, inspired by Travis Scott.
No, yours
SEO
is,
keyword.
Yours is, oh, that's part of the meal's name? The nearly perfected Arthur Dude meal inspired by Travis Scott?
Yes.
SEO. I got it.
Let's do it.
Spicy mustard.
Mm, it doesn't go with anything
Cajun mayonnaise.
Are you just trying to tempt him?
BTS already did that.
It was Cajun mayonnaise?
That's what it seemed
I've
like.
I've never heard of Cajun mayonnaise.
Me neither.
They
I thought
the
he
Cajun
was just making
sauce
a joke.
With the BTS meal, you guys forgot?
No, but that's not. There's not mayonnaise based.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise be praised.
All right, burrito.
What'd you have for lunch?
Quiznos.
Oh, you gotta step on the man's dick.
Just give us a
quick ain't even boomchi.
But can you guess the sandwich? Boomchi, there were three meats.
Boom. Oh, I don't have to say boomchi.
I'm gonna say salami.
It was the Italian.
Italiano.
Ham and bologna.
No. Italian.
Turkey.
Nah.
It's always
turkey. Club? Some sort of club?
Turkey. Ham?
Bacon.
Kind of, yeah. Turkey and ham.
And bacon.
And one more.
Avocado.
Nah.
Salami?
Oh, roast beef.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, he got the extra loves. You got like that
turkey.
I'm
at
number nine.
I'm into that.
It's called the traditional.
Oh.
Trad.
And if anything, the burrito is a traditional kind of guy.
Yeah.
So we had
roast beef. He
doesn't
kiss on the first date. He fucks on the third.
Yeah, I'll tell you the ingredients. It's got turkey, ham, roast beef, onions.
Purple?
Yeah, purple onions. Cheddar cheese.
Yeah. Yes.
It's supposed to have olives, but
no olives.
No olives.
Hate olives.
Oh. Toss the olives.
75-25.
But I sub in sautéed mushrooms.
There you go.
Whoa. Yes.
Is there an upcharge to the sauté?
No.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
Fucking pro tips.
And then,
Quiznos pro
and then,
tips.
And then
that's like grilled onions, dog.
You came here for Quiznos pro tips. Pro tip number one, no upcharge. Tomatoes?
I get tomatoes and the romaine lettuce.
Jesus Christ, wow. This is a sandwich.
Hacked! Custom!
This is a sandwich life hack.
It's good.
And you were talking shit about Quiznos, dude.
Oh, this is that Quiznos? Never mind.
You son of a bitch, dude. Sit your
little sexy that could be anywhere, down. Really. If they had those ingredients, you can customize a sandwich of theirs like that.
Dude, Subway ain't sauteing no fucking mushrooms.
They haven't sauteed in their damn life, dude.
Would Jersey Mike's do it?
No, they would.
What?
Yeah, they got the grill. For the Philly cheese over there.
There you go.
Wow.
But I don't think it's a normal menu item like Quiznos.
Right.
Quiznos is good.
Debatable.
I haven't been back, though, since that one time.
So where did you go for lunch, Brian?
Yeah, what did you do for lunch?
Well, I'm kind of a boomchi watery.
Oh, you just drank the water from a...
soup?
A pickle jar?
No, not a pickle jar, man. From a Vienna sausage jar.
Ooh.
You just drank Vienna sausage water. Boomchi just Vienna sausage water.
Was this an alkaline mixture?
Boomchi is Vienna sausage water an alkaline mixture?
No. It doesn't taste dissimilar to...
Yeah, it's got a lot of...
Squirt.
It has a lot of like notes. You know,
it does.
It's got a lot of notes.
Do they have a low sodium version?
I think that's probably the note. It's squirt. Sodium. It's salty. That's what makes it similar to squirt.
Right. And the piss.
And the piss that I add to it before I drink it.
Okay, watery.
We talked about it earlier at length.
Is it some gumbo?
It's similar. It's something.
It's soup.
Oh.
Yeah, it's soup.
It's ramen. Oh, it's cereal.
You had gazpacho?
You had cereal.
Milk soup.
Did you have gazpacho?
No. Boomchi.
Jambalaya.
Boomchi classic soup.
Chicken noodle.
Yeah, ooh. I had that. In a can.
For your teenage soul.
I always forget how great just some fucking chicken broth is.
Yeah.
Because it always seems like it's not substantial, but then you have it and it warms your damn belly and it's great.
Just tell yourself that, Brian.
What's that?
I had some chicken and rice for dinner.
Whoa, did you put some chicken broth in your rice?
Canned chicken?
No. Chicken and wild rice soup.
That's wild. Okay. It's got the black
pieces.
Yeah,
what's so wild about it?
It's got the whole grains in it. It's not refined.
I prefer forbidden rice.
Or phantom rice.
Sure.
Some phantom rice. How about that? Boomchi, let's see, what did I have? Boomchi.
What do you have a lot?
There was spinach.
Spinach?
There was spinach to be found. Boomchi. There was a protein and boomchi, kind of sort of Mexican, but not really.
A salad of sorts.
It was on boomchi almond flour tortillas.
A wrap?
Yeah, the other one.
Pizza?
No.
A burrito?
No, just the very basic one. The very basic tortilla.
A pizza?
The very basic
taco?
Tortilla. Yes.
What? Oh.
You had spinach tacos?
No.
Spinach
what was the meat?
Salmon?
What was
salmon?
The meat?
Let's see.
Ahi tuna.
Chicken?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fajita chicken?
It was chicken Caesar tacos.
Well, I made it Caesar.
I put Caesar dressing on the chicken and the spinach.
Oh, did you say you made it at home?
I made it at home. Sorry, boom, she made it home.
That's more acceptable because I put like if you found this at a restaurant, no go.
Avocados on there and some bacon, man.
Why would you not go for it at a restaurant?
That sounds good.
It is very good.
I just not feeling Caesar in a restaurant for some reason. It doesn't speak to me.
I like how arbitrary your arbitration is right now.
I mean, it's, yeah.
I like Caesar salads.
You don't have to like it.
They give you the Rhea, though. You don't have to like
See,
it.
Now you're complaining.
You don't have to like it. Guess what? You don't have to like it.
Hey, I know you said you like it, but guess what? You don't have to.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
You're going to eat it, but you don't have to like it.
Well, that's kind of Arthur's philosophy. You don't have to like it, but you're going to eat it.
Let's say the whole salad dressing line was there. Would Caesar be the one you go to?
But Caesar's an experience. So if you get a salad at a restaurant,
so is Thousand Island. So is Green Goddess.
If you get a salad as a restaurant for a starter,
between the two, the garden
house
salad
or Caesar.
I love a garden
Caesar, man.
House, I'm feeling it.
Caesar.
There's more choices. Like, a Caesar's just so, it has to
be. You just whet your appetite with Caesar.
Right. No. He's right, though. There's more options with the house salad.
Is it a better salad?
It is.
I don't know if it's better.
There's more ingredients.
I love ranch,
more variety,
though.
More color.
There's more color.
It's not a better salad.
Yeah, it is.
Burrito.
I like that cheese on the Caesar salad.
Yeah, Parmesan, you're right.
Quit siding with
Parmesan.
It. If you had the choice between house and Caesar, which one would you choose?
He's going...
I think I'm going to go with the Caesar.
Because he's fucking classy.
No, I'm going house.
You're not.
Look, this is the classy half of the table.
It's a divided room.
This is the classy half of the table.
So what kind of dressing would you like, Ryan?
Ranch.
Jesus Christ. Wow, when you can have fucking vinaigrettes.
Man. Or Green Goddess.
Or Green Goddess.
What is that? Island.
Like a pesto?
Green Goddess. You know what Green Goddess is? It's Caesar dressing plus avocado.
Oh, wow.
Even better.
Dude.
That's one-upping. The Caesar salad.
I do like a good poppy seed dressing.
No,
pretty
not
good.
In the Caesar
Jesus,
salad.
This guy.
There's no poppy
know,
seed salad
saying,
in a Caesar salad, so really, it doesn't matter in your answer.
I'm just saying,
you can't
I like
have
it.
Poppy
yeah, that's right.
Seeds.
Yeah. You are
Why
locked
even
in.
Mention
you
the poppy
already,
seeds?
You already fucking...
You sided with a Caesar
you
salad.
You made your
There's
bed.
There's only one dressing.
Now you goddamn sleep in it without...
I always thought if you chose the house salad, that they would just give you whatever...
Balsamic vinaigrette, probably.
There's
you get to
selection.
Choose?
Yeah, you do. You
Absolutely.
Say ranch or Thousand Island,
Can I get
usually.
The tomato basil? Yeah,
no.
Man.
Caesar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's free country.
You made your bed of leaves.
What did you think came with it? Just a creamy Italian or something?
I thought it was
Whatever
a house dressing.
Wanted.
House dressing?
That's why it's called a house salad.
Like
they make it their
dressing.
Way.
Maybe that's why they call it buttermilk house sauce.
It's ranch.
It's ranch.
Yeah, that's like a...
It's buttermilk hand sauce.
What?
That's a Brian McFly's trailer. And it's not a food trailer either.
Nope. Just a trailer.
Yeah.
Hand
I mean,
sauce.
There's food in it.
Sure. Things are edible. That's what we have for lunch.
What we have for lunch. What we have for lunch.
Yeah. Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. A salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. A soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Dickham Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all! I'm Jimmy Thickham, President and CEO of Thickham Farms. We farm raise our triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries jumping and the veins are popping, think Thickham Farms.
Thickham Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickham Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Fat pig. Fat fucking pig.
Hey everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
All day,
all day
every day!
Day.
Day.
Yes.
Fuck that.
So the cutie cutie was there. Again.
Yeah. You know, you're talking me out of her, and I like that. I like being talked out of a girl that I will never have anyways.
She was too social this time around.
She was what?
Too social.
Oh, she was social.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back in love with her.
Do you want to know what she asked me, and you can make your own thoughts about it?
Yeah.
She asked me, do you see what kind of abuse I have to go through?
And you're like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I fucking do.
I transported my mind into Brian's, and I was like, yeah, doink. How am I supposed to walk out here in an innocent way?